Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to The Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another 5-Minute Friday episode. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about stats and which numbers that you should be pulling for your clients. One of the downsides of having a podcast is the fact that podcasting stats are not what they should be. Like, we're just not given the information that we are given on other platforms and business. So finding the right numbers and giving your clients some sort of analysis on how the podcast is doing is really important because it's not going to be necessarily easy for them to do. So let's start with the basics. One thing that you should know from the get-go is that there's not a way to know how many subscribers you have on a podcast, which is pretty mind-blowing. So you can't say like, oh, we have over 100,000 subscribers. Instead, people talk about downloads. So one way to know like how many people are subscribed to a podcast is to check the day that an episode goes out. Let's say you release on a Monday morning. By Monday evening, whatever that number is, that's about how many subscribers the podcast has because the podcast episode has just automatically downloaded onto their device. But in general, you want to give your client their download numbers, how many downloads a podcast episode has, how many downloads they're getting per month. You can get the download numbers through the hosting platform, so Libsyn, Buzzsprout, whatever you're using. You can also get it through Chartable. So Chartable is kind of a third-party tool that has come onto the market and is just getting better and better. I'll make sure I link that in the show notes. But I do still see a discrepancy between Chartable's numbers and Libsyn's numbers. So I track Libsyn's numbers because they've been around a lot longer, so I trust them a little bit more. But I still look at Chartable for more trends and the bigger ideas that you can pull from the stats that you're given. So from the hosting platform like Libsyn and from Chartable, you can pull how many downloads an episode gets, how many downloads the podcast got in an entire month. And through Chartable, you can see how many reviews and ratings the show has. One of the big things that I use Chartable for is to look at the charts. So Apple doesn't like send you an email when you hit the charts or anything. I wish that would be so much easier. Instead, Chartable has created a way to see where you are on the charts, if you are on the charts. So it will tell you what rank you're at on the Apple charts. And it actually even launched its own charts. So Chartable has its own podcast charts. So it'll tell you where you fall on its charts as well. So those are some of the things that you can be sharing with your clients. And with these numbers, you can work with your client to say, okay, generally speaking, our interviews, they get more downloads. This topic gets more downloads. People are really resonating with this type of topic, you know, maybe a mindset topic versus a more tactical topic. You can pull a lot of information from those numbers. Because ultimately, if you're telling your clients like, oh, your downloads are really good, they're here. What they want to know is kind of the end game, you know, like, okay, it's great that more people are listening, but if they have a business, they want to see how is this really impacting my business? And maybe if they don't have a business, they want to look at it from the perspective of how can we leverage these numbers to land sponsors? That is an entirely different episode. So I'm going to save that for another one. But I do want to tell you that on Tuesday, the interview that is going to go live is with Tanya Neufeld, who's an amazing Facebook ad strategist. And her and I are talking about how you can use Facebook ads to gather a lot more information on who is listening to the show and what type of content is really resonating with them. So don't miss out on this coming Tuesday's episode. Episode 24 is going to give you some really creative ideas on how to leverage Facebook ads with your client, so them running Facebook ads, to get more information on their audience. Okay, that's it for this episode. If you were in the podcast manager program, I am adding some new content all about stats and how to analyze those stats for your clients. That is going to be coming very, very soon. So look out for that. If you're not yet in the program, but you're considering it, you should definitely join for this new content. We're always refining and tweaking and making sure that we're giving you guys the best information. All right. Thanks so much for spending time with me on this Friday or whatever day you're listening. I really appreciate your time. Come find me on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton and let me know that you are listening. I can't wait to talk to you there. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook and let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.